Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, listeners of RIB English Radio. Welcome to the show, Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm your host, Muhammad. We're having a new series of this program, and we're going to talk about Prophet Muhammad from different perspectives. Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad in the Ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, and the Prophet himself, and the Sunnah, Sirah of Prophet Muhammad, the way of life, the tradition of Prophet Muhammad, the lifestyle of Prophet Muhammad. In this show, in this episode, I just want to talk generally about Prophet Muhammad in the Quran. So we're going to begin with Prophet Muhammad in the Quran. The Quran is the book of Prophet Muhammad. It is the book of Islam. It is the everlasting miracle of Prophet Muhammad. And this book talks about the Prophet a lot. We have many, many verses that are about the Prophet, and they talk about the history of the Prophet. We have verses that talk about the characteristics of the Prophet, his akhlaq, his compassion. It talks about how we have to respect the Prophet, how we should not raise our voices above the voice of the Prophet, and so on and so forth. So this book is not something that the Prophet wrote or dictated for someone else to write, okay? This is the book of Allah. And how can we prove that? We can prove that by just looking at some of the verses that say, Ya ayyuhan nabi, Ya ayyuhar rasul, okay? These verses that address the Prophet, it means that why would the Prophet address himself? This is another proof that the Quran is from Allah and not the Prophet, because it addresses the Prophet. It says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, lima tuharrimu ma halallahu lak? Why would the Prophet say that to himself? O Prophet, why are you making something halal, haram for yourself? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Now, the name of the Prophet has been mentioned by Muhammad. The name Muhammad has been mentioned in 4 surahs in the Quran. Okay? And they are in third person. Allah is saying things. He's not addressing the Prophet when he mentions the name Muhammad. The first one, the first instance is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 144. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. This is the first verse. The second verse is in Surah Muhammad, which mentions the name Muhammad. Then we have Surah Al-Fath, verse 29. Surah 48, verse 29. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم, until the end of the verse. And the fourth instance where we read the name of the Prophet himself, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 33, verse 40, where Allah says, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. And so these are the name Muhammad. And we have one time Allah has mentioned the name Ahmad when he is quoting Jesus Christ, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. So the name Ahmad, which is another name of the Prophet, has been mentioned once in Surah As-Saff. So the point is here that the Quran is not a book that only mentions laws. Okay? It also tells the story of the prophets, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And there are certain lessons that we can learn from these verses that are about Prophet Muhammad. And they are very deep. So one of the things that Quran says about Prophet Muhammad, and something that by that verse, Allah is indirectly telling us what we have to do, is in Surah Al-Ahzab. It's in third person again. He says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He's actually addressing us. He's saying, in the Prophet, there's a really good example for those who have hope in Allah, who seek Allah. Yarju means, it comes from raja, which means hope. Those who have hope in Allah and the last day, the day of judgment. Okay, before I explain more about this verse, so let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back, listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the show Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi. And I'm your host, Muhammad. We were talking about the verse of Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah is addressing us and telling us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So this verse is saying that the Prophet is our role model. That is really deep, guys. A person, a perfect human being, an infallible. That is the messenger of Allah, who we read in the ziyaras, As-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. He is the best creation of Allah. He is a role model for who? Not for just anyone. I mean, if you want to follow the Prophet and follow the example of the Prophet, there are certain prerequisites that you have to have. The verse says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, for those who have hope in Allah, who seek Allah. If you want Allah, if you are seeking Allah, the Prophet should be your role model. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, if you're seeking the last day, again, the Prophet should be your role model. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, those who remember Allah a lot, their role model is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that's it for this episode. And I leave you in Allah's care until another episode of Like Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.